T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
WTIC. If they came at us again and said we had to shut down for another thing, or it could be COVID again, would you do it? Patty in Naugatuck. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Todd. I just want to say I think we should always verify what we hear. You know, we haven't had lockdowns in our whole lifetime. They didn't even do that for smallpox, and that had a 50% mortality rate. So when you know that you lose a lot of your environment, a lot of businesses go down, you know, it makes you wonder what is the reason for actually lockdowns. And I think when the information was not quite right and you learn later they had a lot more information than they led you to believe, and certain things were actually inside of vaccines like SV40 that we didn't know about till now they're writing about them. And some of the side effects, which they were aware of, the myocarditis, et cetera, clots, et cetera. And people were mandated in some cases to have it. I think your 1080 station shares a lot of information. I think it's a good tool that we have to rely on each other, because we actually are all looking for the truth, and that's really all we want.
We all here, not those folks in the government who are looking to, you know, they put themselves in a position of feeling like they have to deceive us, because it's so important for our safety to make sure we follow the rules they issue. So that's one of the hazards of government making rules. Thank you, Patty. Let's get an update on the commute. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's going on your ride home? Hey, Mark.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
If they came for us again, like they still do it every year or two, twice a year, whatever, where they announce a new... Hopefully it's over. They announce a new strain and a new modified vaccination. And I think everybody's over it and doesn't pay any attention, which seems like the right thing to do. Bob in Waterbury, hi.
Hi, Todd. During the COVID, whatever you want to call it, I mean, my company I worked for, we were essential, so we stayed open. So I went to work every day. But afterwards, the friendly neighborhood bar I went to, you know, you go in through the back, and everybody did stay apart and stuff. And then afterwards, if I had to go to Home Depot or something, those were always open. But I hear stories of people that stayed in their house for months. I don't understand that.
Well, you know, some people have the vulnerability, and if people do that because they feel vulnerable, I think that's great. The problem is when... we all get ordered to stay in our homes or not go to work or whatever when there's reason for it unless you're particularly vulnerable.
Well, when Mr. Cuomo said that just now, I did not realize that the states or whatever had no possibility of doing
well, anything. It depends on the state. You know, here in Connecticut, the word was that under the emergency powers that Ned put into place, that he had that right. But they might have been lying to us.
Right. I mean, I think if that, I mean, when did Mr. Cuomo say, when did he say this? Like yesterday or is this? I mean, that's the first time I ever heard that.
No, it just came out. I'm not sure what the source is of it.
I mean, if that comes out, that, I mean, how many restaurants closed down voluntarily, like you said, and never to reopen?
Well, just think about, you know, New York City's been dramatically changed by the COVID experience. And all the offices that aren't being used, just think about the fact that people don't go to work anymore, a lot of people.
And they didn't have to close down. I mean, like you say, if my restaurant's open and if you're afraid of COVID, then don't come in. But don't tell me to close down.
Exactly.
I think when this gets out to the mainstream, which who knows, it probably won't. I think a lot of people are going to say, are you kidding me?
I think you're right. That's how it should have been handled, Bob. Thank you for the call, sir. 860-522-9842. Rudy calling from Florida. Hi, Rudy.
Hey, long time no talk.
Yeah.
So your wife's what, Rosalie?
Yes.
Do you know why you're healthy?
No. Am I healthy?
Well, does she not feed you a lot of garlic?
Yeah, tons of garlic.
Garlic's a nature's antibiotic with manuka honey. It boosts your immune system. That's why Mediterraneans and Italians don't get as sick. It's a really great thing. But here's the key. Mm-hmm. The Northeast and the West Coast collapsed during COVID, and everyone caved.
It's collapse now, meaning in economically?
No, they bought in the masks and vaccines and staying at home. The Midwest and the South didn't buy into it. Florida was closed down for a month. And we finished, you know, in 2022, if you look over the two-year span, we had, like, we're 27th in, like, COVID per capita cases and deaths. But we're number one in age. And it affected the elderly.
Right. So Florida really should have been the place that got ravaged if you bought the...
Right, but we stayed wide open because you can't fight a respiratory illness. But you need to maintain your immune system. And stuff like garlic and eating kale, eating properly, not eating fast food and Dunkin' Donuts sandwiches to go, that all destroys your immune system.
Yeah.
But the key is if this happens again... Mm-hmm. The people that are not on the left in the Northeast need to act like the Palestinian protesters and say, we're not going to get locked down again. Nobody
and
stood up to
do
it.
Do you get the impression, I know you're not in the Northeast, but do you get the impression that there's a different vibe now, that people would respond differently?
I don't, because like your last caller snuck into the back of the bar. In Florida, we would have just gone through the front door and said, try to arrest us.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand why conservatives or non-Democrats, non-liberals don't want to stand up to the government. I really don't understand that, because the left will stand up to everything, whether they're right or wrong. And in the COVID case, the left was wrong. Like what Cuomo did, what Gina did in Rhode Island, what Lamont did, it was wrong. And nobody stood up to him.
It's a remarkable thing, the damage they did. And we just went
along. But my buddies, like Joe from Simsbury, I have one question you have to let me ask you. But Joe from Simsbury, Mark from West Hartford, all those guys, nobody came out and protested the state house or said, this is wrong. I mean, Patty from Naugatuck is a medical professional. I have 12 years in the medical field. We all said this was wrong. And yet nobody, you know, all the big mouths that come on the radio here and protest everything, nobody stood up for the good guys. They still sat and let Lamont lock everyone down.
That's true. All right, Rudy, what do you want to ask me?
I have no idea what went on, but, you know, I'm friends with Mark and all that. but there's a lot of instigation, and I'm not siding with any side, but I don't blame you that you're not taking calls from like Adam and Mark and all that, because it's all like an instigation fight. I'm not a big Lebo fan, but there's no reason to attack like Lebo on air. He's trying to do his best. And I, like I said, I'm not a big fan, but some of these guys are complaining that you won't take their calls anymore. And Adam's been crying for 2 weeks, and I don't know what he did, but I'm pretty sure that your judgment is like in queue.
Yeah. So the question is,
it's more of a statement, because okay, I don't know what Adam did, but
yeah,
not
much of anything. He was just being himself too often. Too persistent.
He cries every day on Shattuck's show.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
On hold.
If they're on Shattuck's show every day, and I hear that, I don't want to hear him calling me all the time too.
And I mean, I don't know what Mark's. I have problems with Mark right now because he insulted a military buddy having medals. And I said, well, they're better medals than what you would get in the fire department. Now he won't talk to me. So, I mean, he's like, what, 5'4"? I just don't understand all these hurt feelings. Like, somehow you have to come to the table as a man and just, like, meet people halfway. And maybe if Adam reached out to you and said, what did I do wrong? Or, I don't know, or Mark.
Well, I'd be happy to tell him, but he's never asked. So, you know, what am I going to do? Thank you, Rudy. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Let me just play. A little bit of Andrew Cuomo again. I'm not sure if this is queued up at the right place, but here you go.
You must wear a mask, and people wore masks in New York. But if they said, "I'm not wearing a mask," there was nothing I could do about it. You must close your private business. I won't. Well, there was nothing I could really do about it.
This is Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York, saying, I just said it and people did it. It was kind of weird. What do you think of that? Dave in Brantford. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Todd, can we go back to the air conditioner guy?
Sure.
I don't want to.
No, go. It's fine.
One of the things when government makes those regulations, and it's desperately why we need Trump to get rid of the regulations, that's probably the main reason inflation, aside from government spending, all those regulations are costs. And when you buy an appliance for the home, I wrote this down, mm-hmm. you've got the energy consumption, the cost, the durability, and the utility, you know, how useful is the product. You know, if you buy a washing machine that don't wash, then it's useless. And government doesn't care about the cost, the durability, and the usefulness. They only care about the energy consumption. And so they regulate thereupon, and we say this thing doesn't work anymore, or it works badly. So I want to discuss something, a trick they did with your air conditioners a while back.
Okay.
They operate wet now. When you condense water from the humid air, they have a device inside the air conditioner called a slinger that throws the condensed water up against the machinery inside mm-hmm. the unit. And it takes off some of the waste heat. The problem with that is when the unit is always operating wet, the pollutants in the air, I'm talking about the corrosive dust, either alkaline or acid, depending on where you live, it dissolves the metal. We have to clean ours about once a year because we get mold and like a bacterial snot that grows in them. Because they're wet all the time.
Yep.
And they only last about 3 or 4 years. You can notice the aluminum heat fins literally dissolve on the part of the unit that's the closest to the slung up water. And this is required by the government. And the funny thing is, if you lived in like Florida or Rudy or Louisiana, where it's humid all the time, you can't get rid of the waste heat because with water cooling, it's evaporative extra cooling, because it's so humid, it doesn't evaporate. And if you live in a desert Southwest with a 30 degree dew point, there's not enough condensate to help get rid of the extra heat. And so both of those extreme environments, your so-called 5 or 10,000 BTU air conditioner, it doesn't mm-hmm. deliver its rated profile of cooling. But the government says, oh, it's all right. People expect the cool air to come out at 50 degrees when you put your hand in front of it.
Yeah.
And you might get twice as much 60-degree air, you know, to get the BTU rating that the government allows. But people don't perceive that as operating properly. It feels like there's something wrong with the unit. And so the solution is the free market will decide what cost, durability, how much usefulness and energy consumption, and all of this stuff, whether it's your car, your big truck, it only uses energy when you're using it,
yep.
Which is up to you. You know, I might want a 10 mile.
So what you're saying is the nature of the design of the thing, that's right there revealed in that little card that says how much it'll consume, and you can make your own decisions about how much you want
to
use.
You make your own decision, and the funny thing is it says you'll save $500 in electricity with this air conditioner. Well, mm-hmm. It might not last long enough to even...
Oh, Dave, I don't know what happened. You disappeared on me. Thank you for the call, though, sir. Mike in Enfield. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Todd. Good to talk to you. I'm from Clearwater, Florida. I just got in a week ago.
Congratulations. And,
I just see the difference up here north. I'm in a blue state.
Well, what's the difference that you see, Mike?
Oh, my gosh. The prices, people's ways, people don't want to work. My daughter has two daughters have restaurants, Cedar Knob and the Yard House with Tommy Parker. Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable. They said they get workers. They last about 3 weeks, and they pay them good, everything.
So that's not the case in Florida. People are still working down there.
You see all the young people working down there. It's so, I don't know, Todd. It's just a different atmosphere.
Different culture.
Yeah, the only thing I worry about is people coming in from New York, a whole bunch of people, and, you know, the rich people are going to West Palm, South Beach and stuff, and you hate to get into the political stuff, but these are some of these people are the people trying to take on DeSantis, you know? Mm-hmm. And this guy, I'm glad he didn't get the nod for president, because he's done so much for Florida. And that's all I can say. I've been down there 21 years, but I've only been down there like for 8 or 9 months. I come back up to Connecticut because of family. I lost my wife 10 years ago. And I love the people here. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but you don't miss the politics.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? And I heard today, Todd. I heard today. Oh, we're going to argue about climate change now, and with the strikers, we got to give them more money. Are you kidding me? People make enough money right now. You're in inflation. You think you would wait a little bit, but no, they want everything now. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, Todd, with these riots. You're spoiled brats.
That they are. Mike, I'm sorry I've got to hold you right there, but thank you so much for coming back for a visit for a few months and for calling in. Please do it again.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Hello there, it's WTIC, 860-522-9842. Let's talk to Jim in Cromwell. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have a couple of big issues with this whole thing. I remember my church, not only was it closed down, it was locked down. You couldn't even go in and separate 6 feet and have a prayer. The back doors were chained. Mm-hmm. I went to my pastor. I said, "What? How could that be? I mean, there's no services, but if you want to go in and just say a prayer and maintain a 6 foot clearance, it should be okay." And he had no answers. He was told that that was what they wanted. Everything had to be closed down. So for Lamont and a lot of these other governors that come forward now and say, we never said that. We never told them to close down and lock down. The other issue I have is I have a lot of people, as you know, I'm in the food business, that were just ordered to close down. Like these people came in like Gestapo. You need to close down right now. They had no way to get rid of their food or anything. Mm-hmm. The amount of waste that was incurred locally was absolutely incredible because everything had to be thrown out. Or if you were lucky enough to be at the restaurant and you knew the owner, you might have got a big chunk of ham or a big piece of roast beef. But to come forward now and say that none of that happened is just absolutely preposterous. And one more thing, military family, I am directly affected by the AstraZeneca, the shot, because I have a person in my family that has a blood clot and will have one for the rest of his life, basically caused by the booster shot that he got. And I finally, after 5 years of doctor after doctor after doctor, and I'm talking like this happened 2 years ago, got a doctor that said, yes, it's definitely the shot, and I will sign a document. But you couldn't get any traction. You couldn't get anything. They said it was all in your head. It was in your family. It was a genetic defect. I mean, on and on and on. We suffered mentally, physically, and financially. And now these people come to the table, and they want to wash their hands of everything they've done. It's just absolutely preposterous.
It just goes to show why they can't be trusted. Thank you for that, Jim. Good to talk to you. 860-522-9842.
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
It's WTIC. We'll talk more about the COVID thing and what would happen today. Would you resist if there were a new pandemic of a COVID sort or another? Would you resist harder than you did before? Andrew Cuomo, former governor of New York, says people are over it. They would not go for it a second time. Is that true? We'll talk about that during the 5 o'clock hour when we take rants and have more time to chat. Joining us right now, though, back from another of his every month vacations, Joe Markley is here. Nice to have you back, sir.
Pleasure to be with you, although it was nice to be away as well, and I will be around for a while as I got a little more travel at the end of the summer, so we'll have to miss each other again for here and there.
I thought you were going to get mad about my characterization of your frequency of vacations, but you let that slide.
Well, we just have a friendly conversation every week. If we miss a week, there's no reason to be unfriendly.
Well, that's quite true.
So
what's going on?
Is, today is an amazing day in Connecticut. It's funny that I hear the newscast, and I think that at the half hour break, the lead story was the Connecticut legislature is wrapping up. And I think the term makes it sound like, you know, there's a few more things to take care of, and we're just going to take, you know, do this and do that, and then we're
like a few dotting of I's and crossing of T's sort of thing.
Yes, when in fact, something like as many bills will pass today as have passed practically in the whole session so far, because it is the legislature doesn't wrap up. It sprints at an increasing speed frantically towards the finish line, and then at 12 midnight it's simply all over, and it's either wrapped up or it's not wrapped up.
There is always a frenzy up to the last second.
Well, I'll say in my 10 sessions up there, it has ranged between unbelievable, disgraceful frenzy and relatively just awful frenzy, let's say. And I don't know how it's going this year. In fact, it's an interesting year because there's a new Republican Senate leader, Stephen Harding, and I was very cheered to see Senator Harding say that there's a couple of bills that he has determined are not going to come up because the Republicans have the chance, as the clock ticks down, to actually talk these bills to death. You know, the Democrats might be 50 bills, 100 bills that they want to get passed still today between now and midnight. So if they bring out a bill that's controversial and people start getting up and talking about it and asking questions, at a certain point, they will usually just pull the bill because they say as much as we want.
Because they don't want to get bogged down in their productivity.
That's right. And the only way around that is it's referred to in the legislature as the nuclear option. It is possible to call the question, for somebody to move that the question be called, which is to say debate is shut off and we take a vote on it. And that is something that has not been done in Connecticut. Both Republicans and Democrats, of course, Republicans haven't been in a position to do it because they haven't been in the majority for so long.
Are you saying because it's considered poor form to do it?
Yes. It's almost like, it's kind of like the matter of the filibuster situation in the Senate about, you know, they'd like to change it from 60 votes to a simple majority. And once you do something like that, to make that change gives the ammunition to both sides. If one side can call the question, the other side can call the question, and debate can start getting cut off all over the place.
Okay.
I'm glad that hasn't been resorted to. But the Democrats don't have anyone to blame but themselves. They're in control of the legislature.
Because
they don't want to run out of time.
They just need pressure to get things done. Is that the problem?
Well, part of it is the whole process is so lousy at this point. There's so many bills. At this moment, there's people sitting in rooms trying to negotiate bills. And you'd say, how good a job can you do quarter of five?
What does that mean to negotiate a bill?
Well, they sit there and they say, we'd like one of the big bills that is not going to happen this year is a housing bill. But there's a certain amount of horse trading on the bill. Okay, we'll pay do this. We can live with that. Can you live with this? Okay, we got something. We got a deal. And then everyone runs out. And then the lawyers have to start writing the deal up, of course, at a frantic pace.
Change the language to accommodate the new agreement.
Language, right?
And you're
talking
about this is done between the leaders in both parties, or are there sometimes different people in the room, like a committee chairman or a ranking member in the minority party, so the Republican who's got the most seniority on the committee, who does this?
It's all of the above and more. But frequently, it's simply between Democrats or between Democratic legislators in the governor's office.
They can force it on the Republicans after they decide amongst themselves. So if they decided, for example, that they wanted to ban cars that work urgently enough, that they would just pound something out and then go in and pass it.
That's right. Except the trouble is if they tried to do that at this point,
even Democrats wouldn't vote.
Stephen Harding. No. At this point, Republicans would just get up and start giving speeches about how bad it was. And they could run the clock, especially on an issue like that, it would be no problem to talk about that from now till midnight.
But with a filibuster, why is it? I thought the idea of a filibuster is one person can stand up and talk for hours, and isn't that enough all by itself?
Well, it could be enough if you, John Kissel, the senator from up in Enfield, a friend of mine, he could do it all by himself. He has the capacity to go on quite a while. But there's no need to in this situation, because as long as they can't call the question, the Republicans can just, you know, you just one after another gets up, and the lieutenant governor is kind of stuck recognizing them, and they can, you know, they can do an hour each. They don't have to do 6 hours all at once. The Mr. Smith goes to Washington filibuster is when one person wants to bring the whole thing to a halt and hold the floor all by himself, and it can only last as long as he lasts. Mm-hmm. But it's called a filibuster in Connecticut, but it's not a filibuster in the same way that you think of in Washington. But one thing I'm going to say to your listeners, all this can be seen live. If you go to the General Assembly website, which is CGA.CT.gov, CGA Connecticut General Assembly, CGA.CT.gov. Mm-hmm. There's a link there to a live feed of both what's happening in the state Senate and what's happening in the House. And that actually is connected to CT-N.com,
which is the state site for watching government stuff, right?
And I would say to people, if you want, I can't guarantee that it's going to be a fiasco tonight, but if you want to take a look and see, you know, around 11 o'clock tonight, go to that website and see what's going on. And sometimes it is hairy. And honestly, if the people of Connecticut saw, some of the things I saw up there in the legislature in the closing hours and the closing minutes, they would have a very different attitude towards their representatives.
I recall when I was first here at WTIC 7 years ago that I would, I forget if it was you or other Republicans. There were more Republicans in those days, and people would come on and talk about how disgusting the procedures would be, because the procedure would break down and it would just be this free-for-all of trying to use any trick or ploy or procedural shenanigans you could use to try to get something passed at the end. And the other part that stood out for me is that really the leadership of the parties seems to be the enemy of the legislator. So the Speaker of the House or the Senate President, that these are people who will even trick their own members to vote for something by giving them fake information about what's in the legislation, which of course they give nobody time to read.
Yes, there's been a certain amount of that, and the most notable one. The bipartisan, so-called bipartisan 2017 budget that did virtually everyone voted for it, but I voted in the Senate. Lynn Suvio and I were two votes against it, and obviously Rob Sampson, because he never casts a bad vote, in my opinion, and maybe a dozen other people in the House voted against it. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't not until some days after the fact, at least that the Republicans learned that had included wiping out the state coming in and simply paying off the debt of the city of Hartford to the tune of about $550 million.
That's how that got made into law. They just slipped it in and didn't say that they had done so.
And you know, I don't honestly know to this day whether our leadership was tricked or our leadership was complicit. And I don't say that to excuse the leaders, because I have respect for them, and I hope that they, of course, either way, it's kind of an accusation. Either you didn't know what was in the bill, or you didn't tell us what was in the bill. You know, you can't give them the high marks for either one.
But it always strikes me as funny how particularly Democrats like to pose about how much they care about democracy being practiced and democratic norms and all that stuff. Well, the democratic norms that they seem quite committed to are very abnormal.
Yes. And it's seen on at least a few occasions, not every time, but on several occasions, I thought, I am in a third world country here. You know, the clerk of the Senate would be reading the bills like an auctioneer as fast as possible because the clock was ticking, and people would be the people that shouldn't have been in the chamber would be all over the place, you know, pressing forward trying to get Martin Looney's eye to.
You're talking about lobbyists.
Well, lobbyists, or I don't think they could have been proper lobbyists, but people that had issues that they were pushing. They might even have been staff members that were pushing things forward. But it was an ugly scene with people crowded all over the place. I have to say, and you know, it's not good for either party. This is something that could be addressed in a bipartisan way, because I can't believe that the Democrats think it's a good thing. And it's just a matter of, it's like a lot of things in life. It's just a matter of saying, we're not going to do this anymore. But you have to commit to not doing it anymore. You know, you have to say, that's it. We're not going to let things get into.
Well, who could do that? Who's in a position to have that kind of leverage?
Well, the Martin Looney, the president of the Senate, and Matt Ritter, the speaker of the House, both of whom are men that I think have respect for the institution. I don't agree with their politics necessarily, but they could do it if they really wanted to.
If they really had respect for the institution.
Yes, and if they had more respect for the institution than they do for the forces that are pushing them. And I guess the other person, and one of the reasons I ran for lieutenant governor, what was it, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, was in the House, the speaker presides, but in the Senate, the lieutenant governor presides. And I always thought, if I had that gavel on the last day, none of this would go on.
Ooh,
and
that would have been fun.
Yes, and you know, you wouldn't have to be, in the end, if they know what you're going to do, then they're not going to allow it to come to the point that you do it. I think that the mere fact of my being there, and I was known as somebody that was particularly critical of this process, and on a couple of occasions threatened to blow it up. Mm. But I think I could have brought a better tone to it. And a lieutenant governor, to some extent, could do that any time if he was willing to
if they cared.
Well, if they cared, and if they didn't mind making enemies. Legislators mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't have minded too much.
Joe Barkley, that would have been fun. Maybe you'll just have to run for office again.
I don't think so, but I have fun in other ways, and one of them is talking to you every week, Todd.
Thank you, sir. Joe Markley is a former state senator and still critical of certain aspects of that whole process. Thank you for filling us in on what happens on days like today, the last day of a legislative session. We'll talk to you again next week, Joe. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All righty. 860-522-9842.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.